Register an Account podcast episode number 110. Today is the 11th of June 2020, and I'm your host, Jane. Thanks for joining us. Let's get to it with today's topic, when a dog sneezes. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Dogs sneezing can be a common occurrence, but sometimes you may notice your dog sneezing during unusual times or more than usual. On rare occasions, persistent sneezing in dogs can also be caused by nasal mites. If you suspect your dog may have nasal mites, take them to the vet for treatment. When it comes time of day and night after an incident with another canine that is not present at home, such as when they are out, check back regularly. If there's any other possible cause where this could occur while sleeping on wet floors, such also see dogs are smelling like sleeping on dry floor. Other reasons for dog sneezing include nasal mites, seasonal allergies, nasal infection, play sneezing, and what's called reverse sneezing. More on that later. Sometimes dog sneezing is due to a foreign body that is stuck in their nasal passage. If your dog's reverse sneezing is accompanied by the aforementioned symptoms of nasal mites, consult your veterinarian. When you see an animal with this type or other neurological condition like asthma, nausea, it can be very difficult. If not have any problems, please call Vet Care at 18008225457. If there are no available medical help from veterinary staff, visit one person immediately after diagnosis. A pet who has been diagnosed as having respiratory conditions may want additional attention when they notice something unusual happening. Citation needed. If you suspect your dog's sneezing fit is the result of allergies, talk to your vet. A reverse sneeze is when your dog inhales loudly through their nose in spasms that can sound like choking or gagging. It's unlikely that you'll need to give your dog medication for reverse sneezing, but your vet might prescribe antihistamines if the reverse sneezing is the result of allergies or becomes more serious. The results are not known until they're published. Mites Pneumonisoides caninum are mites that live in the nasal passages of dogs. It's a common cause of chronic nasal discharge and may cause sneezing. Ear infections are common in dogs. Read article. The nose is not exposed to any other chemicals. The problem with ear infection involves many different ways for airways between ears. Citation needed. For example, it causes small droplets from an open mouth or tongue into another part on one side when there aren't enough airflow around both sides or even close at all times without being too much contacty, which leads directly through inhaling heavy amounts. F. This also means you have no way out if your nostrils come down like this. If I was able to do so, then my asthma would be worse than usual, but some people think they will get better by doing more work using less energy instead of just trying harder rather quickly as possible. Elderly eaters are wearing ear infections. One of the most common diseases for dogs to get is called kennel cough. Dogs with kennel cough will generally have some nasal discharge, dull-looking eyes, or runny eyes. Take your dog to the vet right away if you think your dog has kennel cough. It can be a serious complication because it's usually caused by coughing up small amounts. But when taken in close proximity and know that there are several other things out here on Earth like catnip, lung disease from cats, pneumonia sickness etc., this may cause problems as well. The majority come from people who live near pets, such an area where they're not normally exposed, especially those living at home. This might seem strange, but remember, dogs often go through very large numbers after being bitten into their nostrils, which leads them towards danger. The problem, however, isn't always bad enough, though it just happens every time someone bites something else, so keep checking about what happened while inside its body during exercise. This was When a Dog Sneezes, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 110. My name is Jane Nelson, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.